Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Always a pleasure for me, Steve.
Okay, Donnie, so let's get this evaluation from you. They're two-thirds of the way through the season. They're coming off the Ohio State game. So what do you think the Penn State team is right now?
I'm going to give you the boring take here because I really believe it, but I think this has been a pretty good season for Penn State. I think if you could eliminate Clifford getting hurt, I think they're a 7-1 team, and they're right where everybody pretty much would have dreamed they'd be in the beginning of the season. I think they've grown in some areas. I think they've overcome a lot, especially on the defensive line. I mean, nobody really talks about it. They've lost some really, really big time defensive linemen. Isaac, PJ during the season, and they've done a good job coming back. They've done a really good job out of the portal. I mean, they've gotten some really good players that have become leaders, that have become invaluable players. I think it's been an overall positive season. Now the only drawback is they aren't 7-1. Clifford did get hurt, and they're 5-3. They're on a 3-game losing streak. But, right. But I think we saw a lot last week against Ohio State that would lead you to believe that this is not a team that's going to spiral down the stretch. I think this team has a really good shot to finish strong. And then in a month, we talk again about where were they. I think there's a rosier outlook on that.
Okay. So now let's get to last Saturday night. What did you see Saturday night that reinforced the evaluation you just gave?
Well, I think I saw a lot of what I thought they'd do if they played really well. You know, I thought they moved the ball on offense. Clifford did look healthy. They those receivers, especially, Parker Washington. When Parker Washington has a game, these guys are really good. I mean, they're an offense. That's when their offense is their best, is when they're getting Parker Washington involved. And I think it's because they're getting more than one guy involved in the passing game. They're throwing the ball better. I think that's why that happens. I don't think it's, he needs to do a certain amount every week. I just think they need to get him involved a little more. And, I think they did a lot of really good things. Their run defense is what it had been all year. I mean, only one team had run for more than 4 yards a carry against them heading into that game. And, well, two, Illinois and Auburn did. But it was barely. But, they did a good job doing what I thought they would do. Now, I think in a lot of ways, and here's where I have a little bit hotter take, as they say today, but I think that was in some ways the most disappointing loss they had all season, because they were healthy and the turnovers got them again. In a big spot, it happened last year in the beginning of the year, didn't happen for 9 straight games. Now it's happened a couple of times where turnovers came back and bit them a little bit, not just turning the ball over, but when they get a turnover, not scoring and giving it right back. So I think there's some negatives to what happened on the turnover side of it. But, you can't argue with how Clifford played. You can't argue that the line wasn't a lot more physical than it had been, and that for a little bit in that game, at least, they were running the ball a little bit better than they had. And the passing game is what it was supposed to be. And I think they defended Ohio State better than teams have defended Ohio State all year. So I wouldn't be surprised if by the end of the year that's the best team Ohio State played in the conference or in the regular season.
I get a feeling in listening to Ryan Day, I think they think that. You can just sense by how he's saying things that they think that. And let's face it, what do turnovers and points off of turnovers mean? Well, Ohio State had 10 points off of turnovers in a game they won by 9. That the math tells you everything you need to know about it. What is it about Sean Clifford that has allowed him to flourish this year?
I think there's a lot of things. I think number first and foremost, I think he's a really good player, and I don't think that showed a lot last season. But he's got a lot of skills. He has a really good arm. He could fire the ball in there. When he gets time, he makes the throw. When he's healthy, he can. I think he moves around the pocket pretty well. He could throw on the run. He can make plays with his legs, and he's got the chance to do all of that makes him a good player this year. They've put him in positions to succeed. And I think he's done it. What impresses me most about him is he's done it in a situation where he's the running game. There really hasn't been anything consistent out of the backs this year. There just hasn't been. And at some point, you move on with that, I think. You just say, hey, we get what we can, and we proceed. But Clifford's given them a running game, and teams don't have to honor what Penn State does outside of him in the running game. And he's been able, when he's healthy, to move the ball on some pretty good teams through the air. He's done it pretty consistently. The Ohio State defense, everybody talked all week last week about how improved they were in the secondary from the first couple of games of the season. And Clifford, I thought, he played very well. I mean, he turned the ball over twice, but it wasn't like last year where he was making critical mistakes. The interception, he was under a lot of pressure. Probably shouldn't have thrown it, but he's trying to make a play, and you don't have a lot of time at that point. I can forgive that one. The fumble is not his fault. So I mean, he was actually trying to protect the ball when it happened. So I just see his skills coming through in a different way this year. And I a lot of credit, I think, probably goes to Mike Yurcich, but a lot more probably goes to Clifford for saying, hey, look, I'm a better player than I was last year, and I'm gonna clean up some stuff that they've been asking me to clean up. I mean, this is a guy who lost his job last year, and now he's unquestionably the most valuable player on this offense to me.
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, no question about that. What does it tell everybody about the quality of Jahan Dotson that in every game he is the number one, like, we must stop five. And in the first half he had what, three catches? He ended up with 11. In the game. 11. The must-stop guy got 11.
He not only is he the must-stop guy, he's the guy. You got a freshman cornerback during the week who said, you know, I don't think he's anything I can't handle. And I would expect a guy to say that. I really would. But, you know, then he goes out and gets it. You know, they were double-teaming him. They did some things to try to take the ball away from him, especially in the first half. And as the game went on, they were still doing some of those things, and Penn State adjusted. And what really impresses me about Dotson is you look at Ohio State, they probably have, let's face it, three of their starting defensive backs are probably going to be multi-year starters in the NFL, because they always are. And he's done this against them twice. Yeah. He's had this kind of game against Ohio State twice, back-to-back now. They haven't shown that they could cover the guy. And they haven't, not only that, they haven't even shown they can deny him the ball. So I think he's been different circumstances. You know, I hate to keep mentioning the injury because it happened, you move on.
Right.
But, you know, Clifford getting hurt probably cost Dotson a really good shot at some major awards this year. And there was a time in the beginning of the year where he was as impactful an offensive player as anybody in college football. He's been that good. I'd love to see him get some more chances in the punt return game. And I think... You know, I think he could be a good kickoff returner too, but you know, the game's not played that way anymore. But I think he's definitely the best playmaker that they've had in a couple of years now, and he just continues to do some amazing things. And yeah, you look down at the stat sheet. There's some things you look down at, and when you're watching the game, and you're not following the stat sheet super closely. You're just kind of watching the flow of the game. You miss out on. You look down at the end of the game. With Dotson, he had 11 catches for however many hundred some yards he had, but that seems like about right, because it seems like he's always kind of that involved in what they're doing, and nobody could prevent that.
And not only that, the running touchdown he had as well, on top of it, and getting the ball into his hands, ultra important. And again, it's one thing to be, you know, with all due respect, Parker or Keandre Lambert-Smith, and do that. It's like, okay, they were concentrating on Dotson. Dotson's getting it, and they're concentrating on him. And as for the freshman corner for Ohio State, okay, learn this lesson. Tell your teammates you can handle him. Tell the media, he said, look, it'll be a tough assignment, but we're working hard on it. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, it's one thing to believe you can slow down Jahan Dotson,
yeah.
But you know, they haven't been able to. And I think the one thing that, you know, I said it in the press box when he had that rushing touchdown. Like, man, you wish that he got the ball in his hands a few more times in the overtime a week before, because I don't know if Illinois would have been able to continually stop Dotson. He's just that kind of a player that you just expect that no matter what somebody tries to do to slow him down, and I'm not even going to say stop him because nobody has, But when you try to slow him down, you still can't do it. Especially when you see Ohio State not be able to do it. That's super impressive.
Right, exactly. What's your thoughts on the matchup this week with Maryland?
I think that not many people are talking. I understand 1-0. That's the answer to every question, really. It's a brilliant strategy. Just always say 1-0. But I think what happened last year is not forgotten. And I could see Penn State coming out and playing a great game this weekend because they're not going to sleep on Maryland here. I've heard people say, one loss tends to lead to the next with this team, and I don't tend to buy that because that's always such a, every game is such an entity in and of itself, and there's things that happen in every single game that determines what goes on that day, who's playing, who's injured, what's the situation with players, everything like that. But I think Penn State's, outside of, TJ, pretty healthy coming into this game. I think this team seems ready for a win. And I don't think what happened last year is going to be lost on these guys. I think they're going to go in ultra-focused. And James said at his press conference yesterday, kind of threw it in at the end because nobody asked about it, but he said, we have seen what happened last. We do remember what happened last year, and we've studied it. We've looked at it, and I thought that was interesting for him to mention something that happened in the past. Mm-hmm. But I do think Penn State will play very well this week. But they're going to have to. Tagovailoa is a good quarterback.
Yep.
Obviously, Jarrett's a heck of a receiver. Gave him a whole lot of problems last year. But I think this is a very different secondary than they had last season, and this is a very different defensive line. I think Ebikadi could give Tagovailoa some problems this week, yeah, and force them into some of the mistakes that they're prone to make too.
It's always interesting when something's volunteered. That tells you some mindset.
I always say James's press conferences are interesting because he will volunteer information if you're looking for it.
Donnie, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time. Can't wait to see you Saturday.
I'll be there, Steve. Can't wait.